Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Jose, you want to switch gears. You want to get in here and talk about America's team, the Houston Astros. What's up?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Joel, I called yesterday to let you know that Bird confirmed that the gym will be open in 3 weeks.
I went running last night, Jose, and I was trying to figure out, like, I know a couple of different Birds, and I was like, okay, I get it. I know exactly what you're talking about now, and I know the where and the when's because you hung up too quick to get the details. Now I'm aware of it. I'm looking forward to it.
Of course, yeah. Looking forward to it, too. What I wanted y'all to weigh in was, what viable moves will Luno make to bolster the starting rotation? I'll hang up and listen.
You got it, man. Thanks for calling. Hey, here's the thing, Barry, and I think, I'll just give you my 2 cents, and I know you've actually done some even more research on this, but my thing was, if they were going to do, I think they've done all they're going to do for now, and I don't think that they want to run the risk of giving up any of the major league talent. But I think that between now and the trade deadline, especially if they're in a tight race or they really find out that, hey, the guys that we were counting on to either have a bounce back year like Keuchel, or the guys that are filling out the bottom half of the rotation aren't done, or that there's a glaring need for an ace, I think, and you have teams that might have a fire sale or be willing to take less to give away more at the deadline, that's when they'll look at it. But I think they've done everything they're going to do until the deadline.
Well, they came out and pretty much said that. I mean, I think Jeff Luno was saying, you know, we think we're done making moves, because I think the problem is people out there that they're targeting Archer, Sonny Gray, they're asking for Bregman or something more than the Astros are willing to pay. And so they look at Keuchel, McCullers, McHugh, and the addition of Charlie Morton, which I think was a waste of money and time.
Completely, yep.
But you've got some young guys that you're looking at too, like Davinsky. Don't forget Francis Martes hasn't even come up yet. So maybe they think that they can build from within, but I don't know that they're going to go out and make a deal unless it favors them slightly from a trade perspective. But they're not going to give up Bregman, and Luno's made that pretty clear.
Yeah, I didn't hear the comments you're talking about, but yep. I just thought, because, you know, they were after Ventura for a while too. You know, God rest him that he passed. But they were looking for a guy that maybe on the cheaper, where they didn't have to give up Bregman or major league talent, they would consider it. But I think other than that, they feel like they're good enough to do what they need to do and then see where they are midseason.
Well, his quote was, quote, and this was to Jake Kaplan of the Chronicle, probably the roster that we're going to have to start the season, we're always open to considering ways to improve. But right now, I'd set the expectation low that there's going to be any major changes. And again, I think it's because the asking prices. And I'm okay with that, because I don't think that Chris Archer or Sonny Gray, they don't blow me away as a frontline ace for a staff like this.
Right.
So I don't think Sonny Gray. Adding Chris Archer or Sonny Gray would be adding depth and not an ace.
It's interesting.
My opinion.
You know, the potential is there to be an ace, but I get what you're saying.
It's there with Keuchel and McCullers, too.
I think Sonny Gray is a little bit more in terms of closer to being that ace guy than Archer, though Archer has probably a better arm. But, yeah, either way, I'm not going to give up what I was going to give up if I was going after Sale or someone like that.
Exactly.
So,
and there's a whole – it's night and day to me between Archer and Gray and somebody like Sale. I'd even be happy if they went out and got Quintana, but probably not going to happen either.